What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of From the Lions Cove Podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and today we are back. Weeks 1 through 5, I went 47-36. That's a pretty solid record. It's above average, not too bad. So this is Week 7 NFL picks. Starting off Thursday night, October 16th, Steelers at Bengals. I'm taking the Steelers. Bengals are just in shambles without Joe Burrow. I mean, it's tough for Bengals fans out here. Hopefully Joe Burrow comes back healthy. And but the Steelers look very good right now, and they'll probably win that division with ease, especially with the Ravens having Lamar Jackson out. So next we have the Sunday games. We have the Rams at Jaguars. I'm taking the Rams in that one. Rams just look so good. They've looked good all year. And, I think they'll win that one with ease. The Jaguars could have put up a fight, but they lost to Seattle, which was a pretty solid team, but the Rams are too good. Next, we have the Saints at Bears. I'm taking my Saints, of course. We lost to the Patriots, but they're just a fantastic team. Drake May is really playing like a top 8 quarterback in the league, but I'm taking the Saints in that one. I have my faith in the Saints on the road. Next, we have Miami at Cleveland. I'm taking the Browns in that one. Both teams are just not that good, but I think the Browns will win because Browns fans always show out at home. So I have faith in the Browns right there. So next, we have the Patriots at Titans. I'm taking the Patriots. Titans just don't look too good. Drake May played fantastic. They just have a great team. And overall, their offense is really good. I mean, people forget about Stephon. I mean, he had a career game against his former team, the Bills, 2 weeks ago. So I think he'll keep playing great. Next, we have the Raiders at Chiefs. I'm taking the Chiefs in this one. The Raiders, you know, they beat the easy teams. But, you know, the Chiefs could possibly beat the Lions. I mean, the game's going on right now, so I think they're winning. But overall, I think the Chiefs will win that one. Next, we have the Eagles at Vikings. I'm taking the Eagles in that one. I think they'll bounce back, losing two straight, but they'll bounce back in that one. They'll be just fine, I promise you that. And also, too, if Carson Wentz is the starter, for sure Eagles. Next, we have the Panthers at Jets. Panthers look really good. Rico Dowdle is insane this year. I'm glad he's balling out. I mean, 30 points a game in fantasy back-to-back weeks. Very good. I'm taking the Jets, though. I think the Jets will get a win. I'm praying the Jets get a win. I love Justin Fields, so I'm hoping he gets a win. Next, we have the Giants at Denver, our 4 o'clock game. I'm taking the Giants in that one. They just look so good. Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo, Wandale Robinson. That team is so good. Next, we have the Colts at Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers in that one. I think they'll win. I think the Chargers could win on a game-winning field goal. Overall, I think the Chargers are a great team, and I love Justin Herbert this year. He's been playing great. Next, we're taking the Cowboys over the Commanders. I'm hoping Dak gets a win. I love Dak. I think he's a great quarterback, and you know what? It's going to be a shootout in that game, but I'm taking the Cowboys. Next, we have the Packers at Cardinals. I'm taking the Packers in that one with ease. The Cardinals just don't look too good right now, and yeah, they're kind of struggling right now. They almost beat the Colts, though, but they just can't find a way to win. I think they lost 3 games on back-to-back game-winning field goals. Back-to-back-to-back, which is crazy. But I'm taking the Falcons at San Fran, Sunday Night Football. The Falcons, I think, will win that one. The 49ers are just not looking too hot right now after a loss to the Buccaneers. And they were kind of in shambles. Mac Jones didn't play that well. At least I didn't think he plays too well, but I'm taking the Falcons, even as a Saints fan. It pains me to say that, but also, too, they are a great team, and the Saints just aren't looking too hot right now. But listen, I trust my picks on Sundays, and I trust Pins and Aces on the golf course. They're a Colorado golf brand making polos, head covers, and gloves that stand out for comfort and style. With my code, you'll get 21% off. That's the best discount they offer. And when you buy, I earn a commission, which supports me and the show. So use code LionsCove for 21% off today. Now, speaking of gear that stands out, Eric Jobbitt's designer hats combine a sophisticated style with travel-ready function. Each hat offers UPF 50+ protection, blending fashion with performance in any outdoor adventure. With my code, you'll get 21% off, including sale items, and that's the best discount they offer. Check out ericjavitz.com and elevate your look wherever you go. Now for Monday Night Football, two games. That's right. We have the Buccaneers at Lions. I'm taking the Lions in that one with ease. You know what? The Bucs last year, and I think 2 years ago, just couldn't find a way to win against the Lions in the playoffs. But overall, I'm taking the Lions in that one, even at home. Next game, we have the Seahawks at Texans. I'm taking the Seahawks. I think they'll win that one. Houston, I don't know if they could put up a fight, but I'm taking the Seahawks in that one. That'll do it for my picks. Thank you all for the love and support. It means the world to me. Like, subscribe, comment, and we'll see you in week 8. Peace.